Today, the Labor Department said the U.S. economy added 228,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. And Jill, this appears to have beat expectations yet again.
Yeah, just by a touch. I mean, we saw anything from about 150 to 250 in the estimates. I thought what was really good was that, you know, there was a lot of concern after those big hurricanes that we were going to see after effects for quite some time. This report may have been a touch better simply because of people coming back online in big markets like in Houston. But that said, revisions to the previous couple of months just amounted into a few thousand more jobs. We're back in this range of about 170 to 180,000 jobs a month. Year over year, the economy has added 2 million jobs.
Right.
That's amazing considering how long this recovery has been going on.
And we're seeing the unemployment rate continue to go down over the last many years. It's now at 4.1%. Is that full employment? Can it go much lower than that?
Well, you know, according to the Federal Reserve, it is full employment. You know, what I think is interesting is that at 4.1%, we should be seeing signs of much tighter labor market conditions, which would translate into higher wages. But this 4.1%, it doesn't seem to be having the same power it once did. You know, we're at 17-year lows, and when we last saw this, we were sort of at the end of the dot-com boom, and there were employers adding jobs like nuts and paying people a lot of money. This report showed that wages were up, hourly wages, just by 2.5% from a year ago, and that's kind of meh, as the kids would say. We'd like to see that number get up to 3% year over year. So far, at 4.1%, you would think this is full employment, but the wage gains have not actually followed.
Of course, a lot of people are watching what's been happening in Washington and what might happen with this tax bill that has passed both the House and the Senate. When we're talking about unemployment at such a low level, what might that tax bill, which the president and Republicans have been promising is going to boost economic growth even further, what might that do?
You know, as I speak to a lot of very smart economists, what they say is there is likely to be a bit of an adrenaline shock, that there could be some spending by companies, capital expenditures, but it could also come in some bigger, broader wage increases over the next year. The idea that this is going to be long-lasting, that's what's really in dispute. It does not look like economic growth is going to be 3%, 3.5% for the next 5 years. It looks like we'll get a little spike up, and then we'll revert to the mean, which is about 2.5%.
Okay, I want to ask you one more thing real quick, Jill. Everybody's been watching Bitcoin. It has just been on a tear this week. It's dipped a little bit, but what do you think? Buy, sell? What are we supposed to do with Bitcoin?
You know, I love this story only because it is the ultimate frenzy. And we haven't had a frenzy in a long time. So going back 17 years, it sort of makes me feel like how I felt like when we were talking about Pets.com advertising at the Super Bowl in the year 2000. This little dot-com company that exploded. It went so much higher, was so fantastic, and actually had a product. With Bitcoin, it is as if you were going to go to Foxwoods, Atlantic City, or Las Vegas. You're going to put your bet down. You're going to either lose everything, make a little bit of money. You won't get a free drink from Bitcoin, but it is a wild ride. I'd be very careful. And don't forget, this Sunday, 5 p.m. Central Time, we have the first Bitcoin futures market in Chicago. The ticker is XBT.
Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.
Take care.